everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Rebecca, and I know that your English will improve today. So, how many of you enjoy listening to music? Well, looks like there are a lot of you. Yesterday, we started a very exciting lesson called The Benefits of Music. We learned that music improves memory, reduces anxiety, and improves sleep quality, among other things. Well, today we are going to continue discussing the benefits of music. So, what are some of the other benefits of music that we can discuss? First, it eases patients' anxiety before surgery. It improves visual and verbal skills, and it assists while driving. So friends, make sure you have your magazines opened because it is time to get started. Let's begin.
The benefits of music eases patients' anxiety before surgery. If you've ever had an operation, you may have noticed music playing softly. One study shows that patients waiting for surgery relax better with music. Helps cancer patients. Cancer patients often use music as a tool. It helps them manage the stress, pain, and anxiety that often accompany treatments. Improves visual and verbal skills. Studies show a link between music education and communication skills. When young children start studying music, their verbal, visual, and communication skills improve.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点，我们看 manage 这个动词。Manage 在这里是指处理或者是设法应付。例如 ，Rachel learned how to manage her ups and downs after she became an adult. Rachel 长大之后学会如何处理情绪的起起伏伏。或者是 ，Even though her husband is always on business trips, Evelyn manages to take good care of their three kids.虽然 Evelyn 的先生常常都在出差，她还是设法把三个孩子照顾得很好。接下来我们看 communication 这个不可数名词 ，C-O-M-M-U 这个字根有共同的意思，所以 communication 是指沟通。例如 ，social networks are now an important means of communication， 社交网络现在是沟通的重要途径。Communication 也可以指通讯，这个时候就是用复数型。例如 ,this company ranks number one in the communications industry. 这家公司在通讯产业中排名第一。它的动词是 communicate, C-O-M-M-U-N-I-C-A-T-E. 例如 ,the couple is learning how to communicate effectively. 这对夫妻在学习如何有效率的沟通。
Certainly takes her there, Rebecca. Oh, hey, Rebecca, have you ever had surgery before?
Have you ever had surgery before?
Have you ever had surgery done on you? Have you ever been in an operation?
Well, my mouth.
What?
I had an operation done on my mouth.
Really?
But I don't think that really counts as surgery.
No, it does. It does.
Really?
Were you anxious or were you a little nervous before the operation?
Yes. I remember, Gabe, when I had my four wisdom teeth pulled out.
Oh.
Yes, it was very scary.
Ouch.
I'm sitting in the dental chair.
Yeah.
And I am so anxious. And then the dentist comes over and he gives me some shots. And before I know it, I drift off to sleep.
That's the best part.
Weirded me out.
After the shots.
Right.
But before, some people can get anxious. And it's good to have something to ease your anxiety. And that's exactly what music does. It is one of the benefits of music. So, Rebecca, were you listening to soft music as you were sitting in that chair?
Actually, Gabe...I was not listening to soft music. I wish that I had been because I think that it would have helped to ease my anxiety that I was feeling at that very moment.
Well, of course, anxiety is a noun. And as an adjective, you could use the word anxious. A-N-X-I-O-U-S. Sometimes we feel anxious, right? A little bit nervous about something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that means you have anxiety, and you want to ease your anxiety to become less anxious.
Now, Gabe,
hmm?
Have you ever felt anxious or felt like that anxiety right before going on stage to perform?
Of course! Almost every time before I go on stage, even if I have practiced a lot and I know my lines, I know everything that's going to happen, I still get a little bit anxious, a little bit nervous. So what do I do to ease my anxiety?
Exactly, Gabe. What do you do?
Oh, well, I take a deep breath. And sometimes that's what you need to do before an operation, too.
Ooh,
friends, if
yes.
you've ever been in an operation, or maybe you're a doctor and you've performed surgery on somebody, it's not always a pleasant feeling or a pleasant sight. Even looking at an operation like this might make you feel a little bit anxious.
Yes, exactly. Well, our lesson does say one study shows that patients waiting for surgery relax better with music. Now, is there another name for soft music?
Muzak! Oh, I believe Steve and Ken would like to share something about that in the Info Cloud.
Oh, the Info Cloud.
You might hear it in any indoor public place you go, such as an elevator, shopping mall, grocery store, hotel, airport, dentist office, even when you're put on hold while on the telephone. Yes, we're talking about soft music, but there's another name for it, Muzak.
Right, not music, but Muzak. Muzak is actually the name of a company that produced background music for many years. But over time, the name has become associated with the music itself.
That's right. But the word Muzak is mostly used by people who look down on it. Another term you might hear is elevator music, because it's often piped into elevators.
Muzak or elevator music both refer to soft instrumental recordings of popular hit songs, like an orchestral version of Girl, You're Every Woman in the World to Me. So why would people look down on it? Isn't soft music pretty benign and pleasant to listen to?
Well, Ken, Muzak was actually created with the purpose of manipulating human behavior. People conducted studies and found that soft music causes people to slow down and take their time when they're browsing in department stores and supermarkets. So, businesses began playing this kind of music in their establishments in the hopes that it might increase sales. Doesn't sound very benign now, does it?
I guess not. 我们知道 music 是音乐，那 Muzak 又是什么呢？其实 Muzak 原本是一家专门供应公共场所背景音乐的一家公司，但后来只要是在任何的商场、机场、牙医诊所、饭店，尤其是在电梯内播放出来的轻音乐，也被称作 Muzak，所以它也被称为 elevator music。 但不管是 music 还是 elevator music， 这种字眼出现的时候，一般都是带有贬损的意思。比如说 ，I can't believe you actually enjoy that music， 或是 I just can't stand this elevator music。 的确，这种音乐几乎都是千篇一律的单调。 其实当初商人会播放 music 是有它的目的的，这种毫无感情、几乎不会受到任何注意的轻音乐，其实是要让你在商场 shopping 的时候放慢步调，以促使你购买更多的东西。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。Thank
you guys. So Gabe, do you know another name for soft music?
Why, yes, I do. This kind of music, of course, is Muzak. Do you enjoy Muzak, friends? It can help you shop slower. Mm-hmm. Well, let's continue here learning about the other benefits of music. All right. Number 8, it helps cancer patients. So cancer patients often use music as a tool. And before we continue with that idea, let's take a look at this phrase, the idea that music is a tool.
Exactly. And a tool is something that helps you to do a particular activity. And of course, music can be used to help you or help cancer patients. It can help them manage their stress, pain, and anxiety.
That's right. So how else is music a tool? Well, for all of the reasons listed in our lesson, their benefits, right? They're useful in different areas. So music certainly is a good tool.
You know, Gabe, music is also a great tool for teaching, and it could be a great tool for communicating.
Mm-hmm. Music is a good tool for teaching, which is why we have something like Sing It Out here at Studio Classroom. Okay, friends, let's go to number 9 here. Music improves visual and verbal skills, and we read, studies show a link between music education and communication skills. What does that mean?
Well, that's a great question. This just means that you find a connection between several items. For example, you could say that some people say that there is actually a link between music and math.
Oh, not only that, but there's also a link between learning music and knowing a tonal language like Chinese. If you can speak a tonal language like Chinese, it will be easier to learn music. Well, friends, we're out of time for now. It's time to take a break, so stay
tuned.
It's not good. Is it?
Go well. Hello?
Are you ready for your surgery today?
No, I'm actually feeling very anxious.
Oh, don't be anxious. I know something that will help. Music is a tool that can help ease anxiety.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Like this.
Uh-huh. The doctor of the opera is
maybe some
inside
soft,
your...
Soft music?
Oh, soft music.
Yeah.
Oh, soft music. Yes,
yes,
something like...
Music.
Killing me softly with his shot.
You are the scariest doctor I've ever seen. I'm going to another hospital.
Well, there goes my patient.
The benefits of music. Helps people eat less. Researchers discovered that listening to soft music while you eat helps you eat less. It is believed that music helps you eat slower. It also helps make you more aware of how much you have eaten. Assists while driving. If you feel stressed while driving, turn on some music. It will lower your anxiety and could help you avoid road rage. Music helps in many different ways. But the best thing about music is that it's never too late to benefit from it.
Okay, 继续我们看 assist。 这个动词 assist 是指帮助或协助。如果要说明协助哪一方面的话，是用 and 这个介系词后面加上名词或动名词。例如 ，A new staff member will join our team to assist us in marketing。一位新的公司成员会加入我们的团队来协助行销的部分。它的名词是字尾加上 ance 变成 assistance。 例如 ，The old lady can walk with assistance。如果有人搀扶这位老太太，是可以走路的。 若是助理的话，就是 assistant, A-S-S-I-S-T-A-N-T. 例如 ，The movie star's assistant is a nice lady. 这位电影明星的助理是一位脾气很好的女士。 最后我们看的是 road rage 这个不可数名词 rage 是指一阵狂怒或暴怒所以 road rage 是指塞车或者是因为跟其他驾驶发生冲突而产生的公路暴力例如 the cameraman and the reporter taped the road rage on the scene 这位摄影师跟记者现场拍摄到公路暴力的整个经过或者是 that motorist is one of the victims of the road rage incident 因为摩托车其实是这起公路暴力事件中的受害者之一 And now let's get back to our teachers
So Rebecca, how was your hospital visit?
Gabe, that was the scariest experience ever. That doctor, I think he was crazy. He was so scary.
Well, remind me not to go to that hospital for surgery.
Wait a minute, Gabe. Huh? You're the one who recommended that hospital.
Oh, right. Well, he was a handsome guy. What can I say? Let's continue learning about the benefits of music. Number 10, it helps people eat less.Rebecca.
Yes, Gabe.
Is that a big problem?
To help people eat less? Is that a problem? Or eating too much?
Eating too much.
I would say in America, eating too much or overeating is definitely a big problem. Oftentimes, people are just rushing to eat as much food as possible. If they would just slow down a little bit, they'd realize they're actually not as hungry as they thought they were.
And so maybe listening to soft music can help. That's what our lesson says. And we read on, it is believed that music helps you eat slower. It also helps make you more aware of how much you have eaten. Okay, so to be aware of something, that means you know what is going on. You're noticing it. It's not just happening and you don't know.No, if you're aware, that means you notice what's going on.
And you know what else you should really be aware of, Gabe? When you're driving, it's very important that you're aware of all the other cars and scooters around you.
Yes, that is very true. That's very important when you're driving. How else can you use this phrase? Oh, you know, a lot of parents are not aware of what their kids are doing.
And that's not a good thing. So, yes, it is important for parents to be aware of what their kids are doing. Well, we have one last benefit of music that we would like to talk about, and that is it assists while driving. And let's go ahead and look at the second sentence in the section. We read, it will lower your anxiety and could help you avoid road rage.
Road rage! What a fun little phrase there.But not a good thing to have when you're driving. No, sometimes people get angry when they're driving. They get angry at the other cars, and you might get road rage. Okay, of course, that's not a good thing. So listen to music. It can help with road rage.
Well, speaking of music, it's time for us to see how Ben brings this lesson to life with Sing
It
Out.
Sing it out. Right.
Ben!
Hey, man!
I'm so happy to see you, man.
I am, too!
I really could use some help.
Oh, what do you need help on?
Our lesson is missing something. You see, we have the text, and we're doing a lot of talking, but the lesson's about music, and it's missing music!
Hey, I could help you out. I could sing the lesson out.
I was hoping you could do that. So it's about the benefits of music. There are a whole lot of benefits.
Oh, I got something.
Huh?
The benefits of music...There are a whole lot. You might wanna try giving music a shot.
Whoa, hold on a second. The last time I got a shot was at the hospital.
Oh, no, not that kind of shot.
Yeah, to give something a shot, that means you're going to try it out. So, friends, if you're going to give music a shot, you're gonna try it out.
Hey, you wanna give it a shot, singing with me?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. The benefits of music, there are a whole lot.You might wanna try giving music a shot. The benefits of music, there are a whole lot. You might wanna try giving music a shot. Well, music improves memory.
Everyone wants a better memory.
It reduces anxiety.
Nobody likes feeling stressed.
Relieves depression.
It'll help lift your mood.
And improve sleep quality.
You'll get a better night.
The benefits of music, there are a whole lot. might wanna try giving music a shot. The benefits of music, there are a whole lot. You might wanna try giving music a shot. Well, music improves test scores.
Everyone wants 100%.
Improves visual and verbal skills.
And communication skills.
Helps people eat less.
You'll eat slower, too.
And assist while driving.
Hey, watch where you're going.
Hey, man.
Oh.
Calm down your road rage.
Oh.
Yeah, and listen to some music.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Like this song. The benefits of music, there are a whole lot. You might want to try giving music a shot. The benefits of music, there are a whole lot. You might want to try giving, sing it out a shout.
La 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 la.
I'm waiting. Can you tell me more benefits of music?
Well, I already gave you 6 examples. La la la.
So what's number 7?
Music eases anxiety before surgery.
Oh, is that why music plays softly while you wait for an operation?
Yes, the music helps you relax.
Oh.
La 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 la.
And what about number 8?
Music is a tool to manage the stress, pain, and anxiety that accompany cancer treatment. La la la.
That sounds important. Music does have a lot of benefits.
Yes, and I'm not done yet. La la.
Okay, what's number 9?
Studies show a link between music education and communication skills.
Visual or verbal skills?
Both. And you won't believe number 10. La la la.
Why? What's number 10?
Music helps people eat less.
Eat less?
Researchers have discovered that listening to soft music helps you eat slower and eat less.
Oh.
And number 11.
Finally.
Music can lower your anxiety while driving.
To avoid road rage?
Yes.
Oh.
La, la, la.
Wow, music helps us in so many ways.
Yes, and it's never too late to benefit. La, la, la.
Okay. La, 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 la.
Thank you, friends, for joining us for The Benefits of Music.
And we'll see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom. Come back here, my patient. Where are you?